Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, soon to be not a new friend. Suzanne Paling is here. Suzanne is the author of a new book, The Sales Leader's Problem Solver. Suzanne, I need to know where we can find you, how we can find your book.
Find the book at Barnes & Noble bookstores or on Amazon. And you can visit my website, www.salesmanagementservices.com.
All right. And they can find all your books there and all the things you do. Your blog, you got. I know you got a newsletter there.
Mm-hmm.
Fairly widely, her articles are fairly widely distributed, folks. So check her out there. Just search, look for her name. Paling is the last name. Okay, Suzanne, I want to talk about some of the elements of your book. Folks, there are 15 chapters in here on just about every topic under the sales representative, sales management sun. First, I want to talk about prospecting, if you don't mind, for a minute. When I started out in sales, when I started carrying a kit bag and going out and calling on business customers a long, long time ago, you could get away with cold calling. In fact, you had to do a little bit of it. I never liked it. It was 40 years ago, cold calling was low percentage. It was the last gasp thing that you did. If you had a few minutes, you dropped in on somebody. 40 years ago, it was low percentage. In the 21st century, nobody goes to work thinking they're going to allow a salesperson to drop in on them. In my opinion, cold calling is a fool's errand. What do you think?
It has changed dramatically. You can't drop in on people. It is harder and harder, to reach them on the telephone. But all companies have a natural attrition rate with their clients, even if they do everything right. Their clients go out of business.
You got to replace them
with other companies. So you have to continually add new clients to your customer list. And the only way to do that is to prospect. But you have to do it differently in this day and age. Certainly.
That's the key, and isn't that, and even if what I've seen, Suzanne, is even if the salesperson gets that, the sales manager might not.
No, often they don't.
They still want them smiling and dialing.
Yes, and they'll look at their call reports and say, "Oh well, they're doing a good job with their existing customers. They're increasing business within those existing customers." They're fine. I'll just leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
And the sales rep becomes less and less and less inclined to try to pick up the phone.
Well, that's right. And so, folks, these are the kinds of things you'll find in here. What about social media? This ties in with the prospecting thing. You have right there, your third chapter is on social media. Talk to us about that. Are you finding that social media as a prospecting tool, as part of the tools of a sales organization, are you finding that sales managers understand that and are comfortable with it?
I would say it depends on the age of the person and their ability with technology. Some are and some aren't. What I find, though, is the reps taking so much time on social media. They research these companies for hours.
Yeah.
And really, it's just a stall tactic.
If that's what they're doing, if they get bogged down and they hide behind. But I'm going to tell you something, Suzanne.
Mm-hmm.
If I had had LinkedIn 40 years ago, I'd be in the south of France right now. I'd be clipping my coupons. Can you imagine having that kind of a tool?
I try to explain to people what you had to go through in the olden days to research a company, how really difficult it could be. But they do so much research now that they're almost afraid to pick up the phone. And what I find is the presidents or the sales leaders don't know how to coach the person on how much research is good and how much is overkill. So in the chapter, I talk about working with the modern-day salesperson and teaching them how to do a reasonable amount of research without letting it paralyze them so that they're afraid to pick up the phone.
One of the things that I like to focus on, with I work with companies as well, not all the time like you do, mm-hmm. but is I call it higher quality prospecting.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, I would rather you spend more time on fewer doing research on real prospects. And I'm not talking about suspects. Let's qualify them to make sure they're prospects.
Mm-hmm.
They can buy something from us, and then spend more time developing those people. And less time trying to go after the masses. What do you think?
I agree completely. And with all the information that's available to all of us, it's easier to do. But no matter how well qualified they are, at some point you have to stop the research and actually pick up that phone and begin the process.
Right.
Of trying to get in touch with them.
Another thing you talk about in your book, and I've only got about 30 seconds here, the loosely defined sales cycle. I think this is really something that gets missed a lot of times in companies. What do you think?
I come into companies all the time where one rep has an 8-step cycle, another rep has an 18-step cycle, one doesn't even know what their cycle is.
Right.
And for the president or the sales leader, it makes creating sales reporting impossible. It makes reporting to the board difficult. It makes the sales forecast difficult. So I say you've got to standardize and come up with the company sales cycle. What is the sales cycle for your company?
Suzanne, I need your website one more time, please.
Salesmanagementservices.com.
Suzanne, you've got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back soon?
I would love to.
Folks, you got to get this book. If you got salespeople, The Sales Leader's Problem Solver, these chapters will help you. Suzanne Paling, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.